That's Booker T then finishing in 1970. Are we moving into 74, about in there?
Right, 74. It was interesting from my perspective at that point. Then the school system thought, well, it was over. They had these three schools in place that it would work. And they didn't have to do anything. And I kept saying to them, no, there's a whole new group of people out there who do not know about these schools. And they will not volunteer. They almost lost it the second year. Bruce Howe called me and he said, you're going to have to come back and help us in 1974 because we don't have any white applications. And using the same model, I started again. It's these small groups of parents. Parents had to come together. They had to hear from other parents. See, at that point, we had other parents and students who had experienced that. So recruiting became sort of a pattern that we could follow in the subsequent years of putting this together. And I maintained that as long as I worked for Tulsa Public Schools, that we really had to provide parents the opportunity to experience that. They had to come to Booker T. They had to see the school. They had to know that their children were safe. That's always the question that came up time and time and time again. They had to be reassured that this was a program that would work for their child. Then in 1974, Bruce Hall said, why don't you come work for the school system? He wanted me to do a couple of things. He wanted me to maintain the magnet programs, as we now then had that fancy term magnet. We did not have that until 74. He could see that they were going to have to desegregate the additional five de facto schools. He also said that he wanted me to develop the volunteer program as I had developed it at Burroughs Little School, where we had reopened it to parents, and parents could be engaged in classroom instruction and support for the classroom teacher. And those were my three things that he asked me to do. I'm not a teacher. Never said I was a teacher.
Had to give you tremendous satisfaction through those schools, but then it culminates in Booker T.
Right. It was a huge success, but it took so many people to make it successful. I was just fortunate enough to be at the right place at the right time to lead it from a parent's perspective. But it was a tremendous commitment from this total community to make this program work and to offer an alternative to forced busing. Everyone really was a winner in this situation. The black community, of course, I think in some ways felt like in many ways that they had lost some of their identity. You know, I feel badly about that, and I've worked hard to try to always make sure that we talked about Booker T as a wonderful school from the very beginning. And this enhanced what children experienced in that school. But we were responding to a law that we needed to respond to as a community. This was an alternative. And I believe was best for all children, black and white.
In 74 and 75, that takes off. And here we're living in 2010. Your assessment now of Booker T. Washington today.
It continues to be a really good school. It was just again listed as a top 100 school in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. But I think the real benefit is to talk to the children who've experienced it. It never fails that I have the opportunity to talk to young people who have experienced that, and they have no idea who I am. I will ask them about their experience, and they will tell me, for the most part, black and white, what a great experience that was, how they learned to get along with all people, all cultures, how it made it so much easier for them when they went to college, when they were perhaps having a roommate that was of a different culture. It wasn't a big deal. When they're in the workplace, they said, you know, my experiences at Booker T prepared me for the workplace and getting along with all different kinds of people. It didn't mean race, it means sexual orientation, it means religious, it means national origin. You know, that's what it's all about.
So while we had this model working in these schools, what's happening to the rest of Tulsa? Because there are other schools. Did this voluntary plan continue, or were they finally forced? There was Central, wasn't there?
There was Central High School, but Central had a natural integration. Because all of a sudden, the black families who lived outside of the old Booker T. Washington High School they had integrated into the neighborhoods, and so they could go to Central. And that was really moving towards integration in the 60s, middle 60s particularly.